I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
If we could start off on the right track, it's a lot easier to stay on right course than starting off on the wrong thing. And you know, we get married and we think that it's okay to get a bunch of debt. So we want to buy, you know, the new refrigerator. We just want to spend a lot of money, and we're all euphoric from, you know, just the happiness of being married and stuff like that. But we really have to start off on the right track. And just an easy rule to remember is that, and this rule kind of works no matter how much money you make. I call it the 10-10-80 rule, in that you give away the first 10%, you save the next 10%, and you live off the rest. And if you can do that, no matter how much money you make or how much money you don't make, you could always, you know, you're always giving to God, you're always putting money away for savings, and you're living off of less. And that's the cornerstone of personal finance, is that how to learn how to live on less. Because if I can live off of less, then I'm not going to get in credit card debt. I'm always going to be able to build my savings. I'm always going to be able to make the right decisions.
One of the things that you touched on that this book focuses on, the 6-week money challenge, your personal finances, is dealing with those important issues, those papers, insurance, some of those other things. Just say a word about how we need to be able to keep track of those parts of our lives as well.
You know, there's a lot of people that they don't have their wills together. You know, for example, if you have kids, I mean, could you imagine that, you know, you're going to rely on the government or the state to tell you where your kids are going to be? So you need to have your financial documents in order. For example, your wills, your power of attorneys, your living wills, your health care power of attorneys. Because, you know, we think of it, you know, is that that's what old people do or people with a bunch of money have. And the truth is that no matter how much money you have, you need to have your estate planning documents together. Because, like I said, if you become incapacitated, you want to have somebody selected that has your same values and that same principles to make decisions on your behalf. You don't want somebody else to decide where your kids are going or how your assets should be divided. I mean, you want to have as much say into that as possible, or at least have someone that you can designate that, like I said, that has the same belief values and the same faith as you do.
We've got a few minutes left, just maybe to wrap up, focusing, I know, on giving. It's sort of the paradox, right, that he who refreshes others is himself refreshed. I'm interested, maybe just from your perspective, how did you become a cheerful giver? I mean, you spent some time trying to get out of some significant credit card debt, but talk about what part giving played in your life.
You know, that's the big thing that people just don't understand, is that, you know, number one, God does not need your money. God doesn't do it. God doesn't need your money. But the people that are most joyous are the people that ones that give the most. And like it says, number one, you say, well, Steve, how is that going to help me with my finances? Well, if you're giving, you have less money to live off of, so you have to start tracking your expenditures and start spending less. And most of all is that you're going to be a lot more joyful if you're giving.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.